Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I am here today with Renee Finney, respiratory therapist and RPST. So you are from Mitchell, South Dakota, Renee. Please introduce yourself, maybe explain what the acronym stands for and a little bit about your profession and who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name's Renee Finney. I'm a registered respiratory therapist, and I'm also registered in polysomnography, which what those two mean is that my original education was that of a respiratory therapist going through the respiratory care program. And I had went through the associates and then later the bachelor's at that. And then after I had been working as a respiratory therapist in a rural facility, I had ventured into working as a sleep tech or a polysomnography tech. I had actually trained the facility where I had worked, was interested in starting a sleep lab, and they had provided resources to knowledge. And so then I was doing that for quite a few years as well.
When you started out in your career path to become a respiratory therapist, what drew you to that? What was your interest, you know, for any students or people out there that maybe haven't decided what their career might entail? What got you interested in respiratory therapy and got you down that career path?
Yeah, I think probably the primary thing that I was looking for was just a profession where I could care for people. I had no idea where that would take me or how that would look. So a friend had suggested that I do a job shadow with a respiratory therapist in Sioux Falls. And so for half of the day, I was able to observe what a respiratory therapist does. And I was really interested in not only the care that respiratory therapists provide to patients, but also the technology in which we get to use in that process. So that both of those things kind of attracted me to the field.
So when you talk about the technology, there's a lot of technology that a respiratory therapist might use. You know, my first initial thought is like a ventilator and pulmonary function tests. And what are all those things that maybe we as patients know about a little bit, but we might not know that that's tied to respiratory therapy? So what does a respiratory therapist do, maybe let's say in a hospital setting?
Yeah, so in a hospital setting, it might kind of vary depending on the size of the facility. There's opportunities to specialize or do a whole broad range of different tasks. But as far as technology, we use a lot of it. You mentioned ventilators. We learn how to set up a ventilator appropriate for that particular patient and that particular patient's lungs. We deliver inhaled medications. We also do different therapies that might help with airway clearance, maintain artificial airways like ET tubes, tracheostomy tubes. We do a lot of diagnostics as well in assessing a patient's lungs for any chronic lung conditions, assess them based on oxygenation and if they were to need some home oxygen or even oxygen within the hospital. So we do work alongside nurses and doctors. Our education is more specialized into respiratory therapy, so sometimes it takes collaboration of the team to come up with the best treatment plan for the patient. So that would probably be a typical day within most any hospital.
Okay, so you are here, you work for South Dakota State University, but you're here as part of a program that has been developed. So it's the Breathe SD program. Do you want to tell us maybe just an overview, kind of broad overview of the Breathe program, what that entails, what the goal is for Breathe, and a little bit about what you will do or what you're doing as part of that program?
Yeah, so the Breathe SD is a grant that allows us to open up three additional clinical sites that'll be rural, in addition to our Sioux Falls and Rapid City clinical sites with the respiratory care program. We're opening up sites in Huron, Madison, and Brookings. Also, part of that grant is that students choosing to be in those clinical sites, the Huron, Madison, and Brookings sites, they will be eligible to have half of their tuition paid in their professional year, which is their second year of the course, then that'd be the year that they'd be doing their clinical training. Another component of the Breathe SD grant is that we're offering the same half tuition paid for healthcare workers who might like to extend their knowledge into public health. Maybe that might be a nurse who has her bachelor, his or her bachelor's, and would like to proceed into a master's program. It's a 15 credit certificate in public health, and that's eligible also for half tuition paid. And that's part of that grant as well.
Great. And is that, you know, you have these sites. So with that public health portion of the Breathe SD grant, is that, does that entail on-site training and education, or is that primarily online education?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's actually online. So it works well for any working professional to, you know, advance their education, the online work at their convenience.
Sure, that's excellent. And then as far as the respiratory care program, now you mentioned that second year is the year that would be on site, either here in Madison or Brookings, with some clinicals that probably still need to happen in some of those larger sites. But what about that first year? So maybe there's someone who already has some education started. Maybe they've got an associate's in something else, health related, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the first year of the program is prerequisites, as you mentioned. If we have students that have already taken those same classes, we take a look and, you know, see if that would then transfer. But if we're speaking of maybe a high school student, that first year of prerequisites could be totally online if they wish, or it could be on campus, whatever works best for them. So that'd be the first year. And then once that's been completed, they'll just submit application to enter the respiratory care program and begin clinicals then beginning in that following May.
Great. And so timeline for us. So this is a grant that we learned about last fall. We're starting and received the grant and started the planning processes. What is our timeline for starting this on the ground here in our sites around the state?
Yeah, so we're expecting to get some students into our Breathe sites beginning in May of 2024. So they'll begin their summer semester in May, proceed on in that second year for fall and spring semester. And at the end of that 2 year, that'd be the 2 year program, they're then eligible to take their exam and be ready to work in the field as a respiratory therapist. If they wish to continue on into their bachelor's, that's totally online and they can do that while
this grant started. You were not an employee of SDS. You were involved in this. You were working as a respiratory therapist. So I'm just curious, what interested you or what made you passionate about this?
Yeah. So throughout the years, I think I can speak for a lot of respiratory therapists in rural settings that we've seen a decline in the number of respiratory therapists in our rural facilities. And it's really created kind of a difficult time for staffing. And I know that staffing is difficult in many professions, but I think I can speak that I had felt it prior to coming to SDSU. And so I think that's what has made me so passionate is that I feel like I was ready to try to be part of the solution and try to help not just the facility in which I had worked, but many rural facilities to be staffed again with respiratory therapists to the level that we like to be fully staffed.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of, you know, making that change to try to make some change and developing that pipeline of workers for our rural areas and introducing these students to rural areas rather than going to a larger facility. Having worked in a rural facility as a respiratory therapist, what is the benefit of that? I mean, do you see a wider variety of?
Yeah, I have worked in a rural facility the majority of my career, and I find that the variety was the right fit for me. I like that I could work with inpatient care and go right into diagnostics, which is outpatient care. Also, I've had the opportunity to learn sleep diagnostics as a result of being in a rural facility. So I think that the variety was the right choice for me.
We have people listening that, you know, maybe this is sparking an interest, or maybe they've had an interest in healthcare, but they're just not sure exactly what track to take. What are some traits or interests, you know, that and every individual is different, but what are some things you would find that maybe you would say to a high school senior or someone who's not sure what they're going to do, that you think this would be a good career for them?
Yeah, I think people that not only like to care for people, but also that if they're inquisitive, they like science, they like to learn how things work, they might be interested in respiratory care.
Well, we definitely want anyone to reach out if they have questions about this. So you are here to answer questions. You are listed on our site. Teresa Hatvet, who is our career development specialist here at HRMC, has been kind of working closely with you to try to spread the word to students and people in our area who might be interested. How would one get signed up for this? Maybe it's the high school senior who hasn't had any prerequisites. Maybe it's somebody with a few classes out there. What's their first step? What should they do?
Yeah, well, I think probably if they wanted to assess whether that respiratory care would be a good fit for them, they might want to reach out to Teresa to do a job shadow, just so that they can see what a respiratory therapist does, see if it might be something they're interested in. If they're interested in entering the SDSU program, you could contact myself, email me, contact me here at HRMC. And then I also work alongside the Director of Clinical Education. So we would take a look at the transcripts and see what the student would need to do as far as prerequisites, if there was any, before they enter their clinical year.
Okay, great. We have a student in this program and they are through their first year and they're here in their clinical year. What are they doing on site for those clinicals? So what does a day in the life of a clinical at HRMC in the Breathe SD program look like?
Yeah. So students in their second year will be paired with a mentor for the day during their clinicals. They'll also be doing lab, where they're going to actually have hands-on with equipment that they'll be learning how to use it. Once they've had opportunities to learn how to use it, then we'll actually, you know, be checking them off on skills. Once they've checked off on skills that they've shown to be proficient with, then they actually can start doing those things with their mentor out, you know, within the hospital. They'll also have lecture time, and those are done primarily through Zoom, where our students from all clinical sites will join in their own classrooms for a Zoom lecture. And so there might be instructors from Sioux Falls that might be lecturing that particular topic that day. So all students from all sites will receive the same lecture and the same experiences, no matter whichever site that they are associated with. Our hope is that we can, find interested individuals within our Breathe sites, in our Breathe communities, to bring the education to them so they don't have to leave their community, provide them the education that they need, that they then can work in the workforce within that same community.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, we're really, really excited about this. So what's the best way to contact you if they're interested in signing up for this?
Yeah, they can go to the SDSU website and take a look at our curriculum if they're interested in the respiratory care program, or they can reach out to me. That sounds great.
Okay. Anything else you would share today, Renee, about this program and about respiratory therapy and this opportunity that we have here?
No, I'm excited to be here. I think there's a really big need to bring respiratory therapists to our rural hospitals, and I'm really excited to be part of this project.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.